This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Mark has been holding. He's in Illinois. Mark, I have a quick question for you. I have been asked, people have called the farmhouse, and your name comes up. They bring up your name, and they want to know, who is Mark? Who is Mark?
Who is Mark? Well, I would just say that, you know, I got called in the ministry many years ago when I was stationed at Area 51, and I told you what happened there, Edwards Air Force Base. But the I was called as a prophet, and it's the ministry, you know, that God chose for me, and he appointed me to. And there's a great responsibility, because with that comes identity. And the identity is, who is the Anglo-Saxon? Who is the Druid, Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, Celtic kindred people who are the British Commonwealth? Who is Ephraim, the firstborn son, and Manasseh, America? And that's the identity. And then there's a responsibility of taking that truth to the world. And I know Gwyneth has that truth. And I just encourage her to take it more, because our Zionist enemies hate that truth more than anything else in the world. And then we have our destiny, and we have a destiny. And we know that there's a people who want to take the kingdom of God by force. And they'll do anything at murdering our people who are Israel. And, you know, I will say that I am from the house of David, of the royal house of Israel, of the house of Jacob, of the tribe of Benjamin. And that's who I am. And I'm a man that just wants people to know the truth. And I want people to know the truth, and that's what it's all about.
Okay. Gwyneth, any comments?
Okay, I should just point out here that Isaacs is a nom de plume. It's not my real surname, but even my real surname, my married surname, is a variation on Isaacs, but it's actually Mac Isaac, okay? Just for anyone out there, the Mac Isaacs are not Jewish. They are descended from a fellow. His name was Isaac MacDonald several hundred years ago in Scotland, and he fell in love with a Campbell woman. The Campbells and the MacDonalds were at war, so they moved to a remote part of the country, and he changed his name from Isaac MacDonald to Donald MacIsaac. And that was the ancestor of all the MacIsaacs. And so it was a bit of Scottish cunning rather than any Jewish ancestry that led. I used to think we were a Jewish family. I really did. But I studied the history of it, and I found about Isaac MacDonald, and that he was the ancestor of the MacIsaacs. And I will have to say this. I will have to learn Welsh, and I will have to learn Hebrew to see if there is anything to this linguistic link that you say that there is, okay? Because, you know, I work as a psychic. I have the second sight, but I also trained as a scientist. And so anything that I see in my other world work, I actually, or anything that I hear of in my other world work, I like to go and verify it in the real world if I can. Okay? So I'm going to set myself a project where I'm going to learn Welsh and I'm going to learn Hebrew to see if they are in fact linguistically linked. And it's a similar project to one that my dad did many years ago. And somebody told him that the Russian language came from the ancient Greek language. Now, he already knew ancient Greek. And so he went and he learnt the Russian language, and he was able to verify that that was in fact the case, because he was able to draw linguistic links between the two. And I would like to do that project, if you don't mind, and I will report the outcomes back to you. And I'm actually really glad that you called, because I've been thinking about this for a while. And I said, I must mention that the next time I'm talking to him on air. Because, I don't know, maybe there is something to it. But we'll have to see.
Gwyneth, could I add this about the Greeks, is that the Greek culture started from the Hebrews, because there was no Greek. There was no Greece. The people who came from the Exodus during the time of Moses, they went to the main island called Kronos, and Kronos means Hebrew. And the main island in Greece, and there's a certain scroll there that shows the Exodus and crossing the Red Sea. And this is where the Greek Empire, this is where the Greek culture started. They were Hebrews, and that's who started the Greek culture.
I can't comment there, because
in the ancient city of Troy during the time of King David, they were the tribe of Dan. They were the Tautha Dadanan.
Yeah. I would have to go and investigate the languages in order to verify this. Because, and like I say, you may well be right, but I can't agree or disagree, because I don't know Hebrew and I don't know Welsh. But J. Dunnan is, in Gaelic, it means the people of the earth. Dunnan was the earth goddess. I know that because it's in Gaelic.
I think you could find all of the information in the museum in London.
Okay. Well, like I say, I wanted to learn Welsh for a while anyway, because it keeps coming across my path, the Welsh language. And so I'm going to learn it, and it shouldn't be too difficult for me, because it is. I know that it's quite closely linked with Scottish Gaelic. That Scottish Gaelic is, you know, or Gaelic, they're like first cousin languages. They're like English and German. So if you already know English, then German's a fairly easy language to learn, and vice versa. Because they're quite closely linked linguistically. And so I'm going to learn Welsh. It's probably a process that might take a year or two. So I can't report anything, you know, quickly. But I'll try and learn Hebrew at the same time. But I don't want to overstretch myself. So this is a project that could keep me going for the next 4 or 5 years. To learn both languages, especially given the fact that Hebrew has its own alphabet. So
we've got another caller on the line who's been patiently waiting. So, Mark, I want to say thank you for calling. I appreciate it, and thank you for sharing. Who is Mark in Illinois?
I just want to share this real quick here. There's a book here by the story of Kelto, to Saxon Israel, by W.H. Bennett. And Bennett is B-E-N-N-E-T-T. You need to get that book, because it's printed by Covenant House in London. And you can get it, I'm sure you can find it on the internet. But that is a good book. And you probably know a lot of that information, but try getting that book, okay?
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Okay, God bless.
David in Illinois, welcome.
Hey, how you guys doing? I want to say real quick, thanks, Gwyneth, for letting me talk on your show last week. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's all right. you've got a very, very interesting story, and I've got friends who have got similar stories.
I got a lot more to tell later, but anyway, yeah. I went to bring up this on your show a long time ago, and I did talk about this on another show in the evening that they went into a lot of detail about with them, but not as much on yours. So you guys brought up 9/11. Okay. Like I told you before, my dad wound up going to the federal side. The month before 9/11 happened, he said, something's going to happen. Something's going on. He said, we got guys in black suits coming out here with no insignias on. He said, they're teaching us how to storm communities, door to door, tear them down, you know, take them in. They were using MP5s and assault shotguns with multiple barrels. And he said, I never seen nothing like this since I was in the military. He said, this is just not right. Something's going on. Well, then he got a call. I was supposed to go, and one of my family members worked for American Airlines at the time, too. They were going to use those tickets to get me to go down there. And I wasn't getting on a plane, but I finally told my dad I was going to get on a plane. He says, don't. I don't know what's going on. Something's going on. Don't get on the plane. And then he told me about the five guys he followed around the dam. They were Arabs. He said, but they were going in and out of secure areas down below. And he caught three of them. And he watched two of them go in secured areas. And they were taking pictures of the structures inside in classified areas. He took them out to the federal holding area they had out there in the desert. And he was talked to by the director.
Is this at Area 51?
They think this was one of the areas that he worked at, and I didn't realize I have a card that's dated 1989. He told me a lot of stuff about that place, too. I'll get into that stuff later at some other time. But he was told three times, he checked, to let them guys go, give them their cameras back. He says, I can't believe it. And he later, when he met with his other federal buddies, he said, we got him under surveillance. Something's going on. You ought to let him go.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 9/11 happened. And he said, I guess the dam was too important. He didn't even think nothing about it. But he said three of those guys that he seen were on that list. They were pictures. He knew about it before they even were on TV.
You're talking about the ones involved in the flying of the airplanes, right?
Yeah.
We'll be right back. David, stay with us.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. David is with us in Illinois. And David, you came up with some very interesting discussion items. And I just want our class to know that you have scheduled time to be back with us. I'm not going to say what that time is, but soon you will be back with us. You have it on your calendar. I have it on mine. And I don't want anything to happen to you, so I'm not going to mention exactly when you're going to be back, but you will. Did you have anything else you wanted to share with us, David?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he notified me about right when the crash happened. He said, I bet you the guys that I pulled in was ordered to let go and give them back all their cameras. He said, I couldn't believe it. And he said, I bet you they're on the planes. And he knew they were on there before they even came up. Now, here's the thing that gets me afterwards. Now, me and him, I had to deal with his phone calls. We'd argue about this stuff all the time because there's right and there's wrong. And he always tried to tell me there's things you just got to let go along with it. And it just, you know, and look the other way. Well, then they ordered him to arrest anybody of Arab descent. And he said, what do I charge him for? Nothing. What do I do with him? We gave you a big holding area down here in the basement. Lock him up. He said, how long? Indefinitely. He said, I'll be glad to do it. You sign off on it. You're not going to burn me for this. And I can't just do this much. And they refused to sign off on it. And I said, would you have done it? He goes, yeah. If I was ordered to do it, it's not my place. I'd have done it.
Wow.
You know, and that's what's sad. He always said, look, I showed you. You've been around. You knew what happens. you just got to look the other way. He said, why won't you learn that? And I'm like, it's wrong. I'm not changing my view on it.
That is absolutely wrong.
David,
by the way, with this language project, I've got it mapped out, all right? This is going to be a project that's probably going to take a few years. I'm going to learn Welsh. Okay, I already know Scottish Gaelic. I'm going to learn Welsh. And then for a control pair, I'm going to learn both Hebrew and Arabic. Okay? And then we will see if, you know, because Hebrew and Arabic, we know they're linked linguistically because Isaac and Ishmael were brothers. Okay? So those two languages are definitely linked. Okay, and from the little bit of Hebrew and the little bit of Arabic I know they're linked. And then Welsh and Gaelic, I know are linked, okay, because of the bit of, they both come from Gaul, who came from Kazakhstan in ancient times. There was a group that came across and settled in Britain, and they became the Welsh, and then the rest of them didn't come and settle there for about, maybe another 200 or 300 or 400 years. And then the main group came across, saw their friend, realized that they were already there, and then moved on to Ireland. Okay? Now, that's beside the point. But that is really disgusting about, you know, that they would get somebody just because they were Arabic and lock them up.
Yeah,
that's just not on.
They had to fill them up, you know, and this was in a restricted area in the desert. And there has to be some validity.
There has to be grounds, otherwise,
what I said, because I said it on another radio show when they quizzed me about a lot of this, and there was a lot of federal activity after that. I knew there was even activity around us. But I knew they were
kidnapping.
It was because of me. I knew it was because of me because my dad said if I ever talked about this, they would say and describe me in a certain way, and they did.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I don't want to say what
kidnapping.
That is.
To imprison people without cause.
Can I ask you a question real quick? I don't know anything news-wise about those planes. Did any of them planes come from Dallas?
I don't know.
I don't know. I won't watch the stuff.
I think
they all came
from JFK.
Okay. That's good. That makes me feel a little bit more relieved.
David, you mentioned the dam. Can you make sure that we all understand which dam you're talking about?
Oh, Hoover Dam. There's a picture of it with the American flag.
I was going to say, it's the Hoover, isn't it?
Yeah.
The big one.
That'd be really hard to fix.
He said the concrete's still curing underneath it.
That's correct.
What he told me.
And there are bodies in the concrete as well. Okay, we'll be right back. David, I want to thank you for being with us. I've got some things that Gwyneth has to discuss. Thank you for being with us.
I'm telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The Chicago Police Union now calling for an investigation into the prosecutor who exchanged emails with a former chief of staff to Michelle Obama about the Jussie Smollett case. The union wants the Department of Justice to investigate state's attorney Kim Fox to determine the extent of her involvement with the case after prosecutors dropped all charges yesterday against the actor, who'd been accused of staging a hate crime attack against himself.
I am nervous. I'm concerned. I'm scared.
That's Attorney Michael Avenatti speaking this morning on CBS This Morning and addressing the possibility of his going to prison. That after he was charged on Monday in New York with attempting to extort millions of dollars from Nike. On the same day he was charged in L.A. with bank and wire fraud. He denies all allegations. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go,
please
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Gwyneth, you and I were talking on the telephone about England. And at one time,
yes,
England had a republic. And we were talking about why that happened and why it reverted back to the monarchy. Would you like to share that with us?
Yeah. The thing is, with England, back about 400 years ago, give or take a few decades, okay, they had a king who basically drove the country into a massive, massive, massive deficit, and his name was called Charles I. And the whole economy was suffering. And you had these new revolutionary ideas were beginning to circulate in Europe. And they're the same ideas that eventually would lead to the French Revolution and the American Revolution. But they sort of got a hold a bit earlier in England than they did in either of those two countries. And so basically the English people decided that they would get together and that they would have their own republic. And so they went up to the palace and they arrested the king. They held him in prison for a while and then they beheaded him. And that was Charles I. And they said, well, what sort of a structure are we going to have? And they said, oh, well, we've still got the House of Commons. We'll have Parliament. And that's how we will make our decisions. And the House of Lords, I'm not sure if that was still around or not. I don't think that it sort of was so powerful if it was there. Okay. And, you know, a lot of the noble lords, they were not in agreement with this because, you know, what happened was after they'd cut Charles I's head off, they sort of began looking around to see who else's head they could cut off. And it could very easily have gone into a French-style reign of terror from there on in. But instead they decide to impose taxation and on these noble lords to impoverish them because many of these lords had estates, massive estates. They had they would own all the villages in their district. They would own all the houses and all the villages. So if you wanted to live there, you had to rent from the lord, from the noble lord, okay? And what would happen is, you know, The Parliament made all these red tape regulations where if you didn't dot every I and cross every T, then you'd get a fine. Okay? And a lot of them were really, really stupid regulations. Has this been getting to sound familiar, Vincent? And it was a deliberate plan to do the landowners out of their estate so that the government would get a hold of people's land. And they had a tax on windows and a tax on fireplaces. And they banned Christmas, they banned Easter, they banned birthday parties. In fact, they banned parties full stop, which the English had a bit of a problem with because it was actually through holding balls or basically, you know, parties where you'd hire out a hall and get several hundred of your best friends together and spend the night dancing and eating good food. That's how the young people got to meet their spouses, okay? And without any large balls, the young people of the nobility had nowhere to meet. And they couldn't meet appropriate marriage partners, you know, and it was a hindrance for them. Now, they thought that they would get rid of the nobles by getting rid of their land. It didn't quite work out that way. Because these nobles only knew how to do a small number of things. They knew how to manage a large estate, and they knew how to go hunting, and they knew how to go to war. Once they didn't have a large estate anymore, the list of the things that they knew how to do were go hunting and go to war, and so they combined those two talents. And by hunting, I don't just mean going out and plinking stags or whatever, although they used to do that as well. What they used to do is they used to ride at high speeds across country on horseback, over fences, through valleys, up and down hillsides, you know, jumping over creeks and ditches, all at absolutely breakneck galloping speeds. This is the sort of hunting, and often with about 40 or 50 dogs trailing behind them as well. And they would all get together. There would be about 30 or 40 of them, and they'd all ride along together at breakneck speeds with, you know, all their dogs with them. And they'd hunt foxes or they'd hunt some other animal, you know, in this way. That, you know, so they were used to riding around at very, very high speeds, including jumping, including up and down hillsides, including over ditches and so on. They took those two skills of knowing how to go to war and knowing how to hunt, and they turned highwaymen. So the crown, or not the crown, the Cromwellian Republic didn't do away with the nobles. It just deprived them of their means of income, so they had to find some other way to make money, and they did it by robbing everyone, the nobles. They became highwaymen. And so Cromwell actually created the enormously unsafe conditions on the British roads during the English Republic and the English Civil War. And in fact, some of these highwaymen, and if you want to read about this in the Gentleman of Fortune's Weekly News, you can subscribe to the Gentleman of Fortune's Weekly News, because I've been writing essays on this lately, haven't I, Vincent? James Hind was a royalist highwayman, and he would go around, and his list of victims reads like a who's who of the Roundhead, that's the Republican regime in England at that time, including that he accosted the very judge who had sentenced Charles I to death. And basically, he held a gun to his heart and demanded he stand to deliver. And when he just produced a coin purse of silver, he swore that if he wouldn't, you know, produce coin of another species, that he'd shoot him through the heart. And so he quickly produced a bag of gold, and James Hind gave him a lecture on the evils of the parliamentary regime and then let him go. But at another time, he and his partner and their gang, Thomas Allen and James Hind and their gang, actually held up the coach of Oliver Cromwell himself, who had fashioned himself the High Protector of England. And, you know, that failed, because he had a pretty good bodyguard. He was the head of state, but they probably meant to assassinate him. And this was a problem all the way through the Civil War, until Oliver Cromwell inevitably died. We all get old, we all die. And then they decided that instead of having another Lord High Protector, that they would get Prince Charles back from France, where he was in exile. Oh, and James Hind actually helped Prince Charles to escape to France. And that's actually what he was sentenced to death for. He was sentenced to be hung, drawn, and quartered because he had facilitated the escape of Prince Charles, who became Charles II. You know, so that's quite interesting. But afterwards, okay, the English, after they got the king back, they had a bit of a problem, because they had to do away with all the taxes, the window taxes, the chimney taxes, and all the blue, all the red tape. I was going to say the blue tape. Probably blue tape as well. You know what blue tape is? Fraudulent infringement notices. Broken taillights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what blue tape is. So I just invented that word now, by the way. But anyway, they had a bit of a problem then, because the country was going into deficit. Because as well as, he was a king, but he liked to party, Charles II, and the rest of the country was so fed up after decades and decades and decades of no partying, they all wanted to party as well. And so what happened was there was not only a new generation of highwaymen came in from France, who were the footmen of all the English nobility who all returned home, who all turned highwaymen because they needed to generate money to keep their lifestyle. you know, the old royalist highwaymen. highwaymen were still around, but then you had the new French highwaymen. But then after that, Charles II realized that he would need another source of revenue, and so he basically set up a system of privateering where he was issuing letters of marque to sailors in the Caribbean so that they could go and rob the ships of the French and go and rob the ships of the Dutch and the Spanish. And some of that revenue would end up making its way back to England. So basically Charles II set up, to a large degree, the Pirates of the Caribbean, and he did so to line his own pockets. And the government really hasn't changed that much, Vincent, because guess what? The government's still doing the same thing today. And Charles II at one time had the King of Spain come to him and complain about all the piracy in the Caribbean, because he really thought that, you know, Henry Morgan was a bad guy. And in a lot of ways he was, because he sacked Portobello and tortured the Panamanians. He sacked Panama and tortured them brutally. And, the King of Spain didn't like that, so he complained to Charles II, and Charles II called Henry Morgan back to England and said, the Spanish tell me that you're a pirate. To which Henry Morgan responded, well, yes, they would, wouldn't they? They don't like the English very much. And they all laughed, and the end result of that was that Charles II knighted him and appointed him Lieutenant Governor of Jamaica. And he went back to the Caribbean and lived out the rest of his life there, another 7 years as Lieutenant Governor of Jamaica, and died in his own bed, a peaceful death.
Hold that thought.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, you have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Because I've got some good news. There's a cell phone tower on a school campus which was suspected of causing students cancer.
Oh, man.
And the parents were absolutely frosted, and they fought with it for years. But the school was receiving a payment from the owner of the cell phone tower. Okay, and this is what happens. Schools are inundated with electromagnetic radiation. These stupid technology people in the school systems think that wireless is where it's at. So they will put these wireless access points in the classrooms, in the computer labs, in the hallways, everywhere, so you can get Wi-Fi. And that's what they do.
Oh, my
gosh. And they have no idea what they're doing. Or, well, I believe many are ignorant, many are stupid. And I'm starting to use that word stupid more and more because that's what I think they are. Well, in this particular school system, in the Weston Elementary School in Ripon, California, four children have been diagnosed with cancer. Four young children. And the school system is saying, well, you know, there's no evidence. No evidence.
That's so sad.
Well, the parents won. The parents won because they gave the school administration so much flack that they're now taking that tower down. So, class, it can be done.
You know what you need to do?
It's really difficult.
You know what you need to do if you're in a school system like that? You need to write to the school, and you need to say, I claim UCC 1-308, okay? I am withdrawing my child from the school. You're a private corporation. I don't have to consent to contract with you. I do not consent to contract with you. And if you persist in harassing me into trying to force me to contract with you, you will get sued under UCC 1-308. Could you look up quickly what UCC 1-308 means?
Sure. Sure.
I'm pretty sure that's the right UCC. It should be all rights reserved.
Performance or acceptance under reservation. Yes. UCC 1-308. Performance or acceptance under reservation of rights. A party with explicit reservation of rights performs or promises performance or assents to performance in a manner demanded or offered by another party, does not thereby prejudice the rights reserved.
Yeah. In other words, all rights reserved. That means you have the right to not send your children to school. And you can turn around and say to the school, if you persist in harassing me, sending CPS, whatever, CPS and you and whoever else is involved, the police, the local, sheriff or whoever, they're all going to get sued under UCC 1-308. And you
but they don't worry about that.
Back off.
They don't worry about that unless they don't worry about that unless they feel they're going to be individually sued.
Yes. So you need to individually sue the principal, the sheriff that turns up. If CPS turns up, you need to get the name of the worker. You need to sue them individually. Okay? And and go for the bosses. Go for the bosses and for the workers on the front line. So I want the name of your supervisor and their address for the service of legal documents.
Because well, I know what's going to happen next. I know what's going to happen next. People throughout the entire country are going to take aim at those cell towers. They're going to take aim at them. And I mean that literally. I mean that literally.
Yep. Yep. It's people are just about at breaking point. They really, really are. We're not advocating that people go and do that, by the way.
Right.
Just saying
I'm
that.
I'm just saying it. That's a natural.
We're just saying
that's a natural progression of things.
That's something that's going to happen.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I can see that that's going to happen because people are losing it. And they are surrounded with spying technology. They're being fried with electromagnetic radiation, and they're going to do some crazy things. And I believe that the natural fallout of this is some of the crazy things that they're going to do is they're going to drive their cars into places where they want to take out their aggression. I'm not advocating it. I can just see it happen, as well as plinking. Class, thank you very much for being with us. Above all, honesty and integrity.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.